One person says, for man and woman to eat together, intermingling of sexes, which is another big fitna of our time. So much so that not only ulama, but our students write a kitab that it is permissible for intermingling. And all, there is no parda in that kitab, they have explained. There is nothing like what hijab and parda, that you can mix with one another. So, and what ayat, we were in Jamaat, and an Arab told me, one of the emirs of one place, he says that intermingling is permitted by Islam. And what is the fun if you are having a function at home, family is getting together, there is a wedding celebration or any other thing, and the women are separate and men are separate, he says there is no fun. But when all the men and women are together, laughing, talking, giggling, making jokes with one another, he says then there is fun. He says what you people have made of parda, man one side, woman one side, he says that is not right. And then he uses an ayat of the Quran. La junaha alaykum an ta'kulu jami'an aw ashtata. There is no guna on you that all of you men and women sit together and eat, or that you eat separately, man one side, woman one side. Whereas the actual meaning of this ayat is that the Sahaba were trained in such a way that they would not eat without guests. They had to have a guest when they ate. So one Sahaba did not have a guest, and he did not eat that night. And he so difficulty, no, you don't eat, you feel hungry. Allah revealed this ayat. You can eat with the guest, or if you don't have guest, you can eat without the guest also. Now what is the meaning of the ayat, and what meaning they take out?